Welcome to Basic Business AI, a podcast dedicated to simple AI strategies for businesses who don't want to get an advanced tech degree or hire some marketing bro. I'm your host, Ana Gonzalez, and you can find me on social media at AnaBotPrime. We bring on regular business owners like you and me to discuss practical strategies, ideas, and perspectives about AI without getting too far into the weeds of the tech. BB AI is sponsored by Conversational Funnels, the new way to automate lead generation, qualification, and appointment bookings for service-based businesses. If you want more sales calls on your calendar without having to pay some expensive marketing agency or hire appointment setters, Conversational Funnels are the best bang for your buck in 2024. Download the blueprint for free by going to conversationalfunnels.com. Today's guest is Sheila Rodriguez. Meet Shay. She's a seasoned lifestyle blogger and content creator who began her digital journey back in the days of AOL and MySpace. As a founder of Social in Emerald, Shay helps businesses align their goals with effective social media strategies. With a relentless curiosity about AI and a commitment to continuous learning, Shay brings a wealth of knowledge and innovative insights to the ever-evolving world of digital marketing. Shay, welcome to Basic Business AI.
Yay, thank you for having me. I'm excited to talk about AI.
I'm excited too. So, from your perspective, how is AI reshaping the future of your industry?
I think that it's still happening, but in my business, it helps me be more productive and more efficient. Kind of like that saying that goes, work smarter, not harder. So it has definitely helped with my productivity and my business since using it.
That's awesome. So a lot of people you try to use AI to replace themselves, but it's not a replacement, it's a tool to augment us. So give me
Correct.
some practical tips and practical applications that you use AI in your business.
Yeah, so we all know. You know what? I was thinking about how I first started using AI, and I first started using it on my blog. And before ChatGPT, I learned about Copy AI. I don't know if you heard of that one. And then came ChatGPT, where you could actually chat and put in a prompt. And then I started using it for everything to help me come up with content ideas, with captions, market research, hashtag. I even use it in my personal life to come up with like workout plan recipes. Like it was just like endless possibilities. But yeah, in a
Girl.
nutshell, I don't know if I answered your question, but I use it for everything.
Same. I did try copy.ai, and it was like around 2022 when it just came out to the public. And I just couldn't understand it a lot because I prompted it and it just gave me some like whatever random things. And then with ChatGPT, I started to try to use it to write emails, and the emails that it gave me were super random and I didn't like them. And I thought, oh, this doesn't work. But then I learned throughout the journey that it was because I was not giving it the right prompts. I was giving just very basic inputs. So of course it gave me very basic outputs. And yeah, right now ChatGPT and me are best friends. And I also use it for everything. For a few days, I counted my macros. So I was like, ChatGPT, these are my macros. What do I need to eat? And it gave me a whole meal plan. Where I just ate this and helped me calculate my macros remaining for the day and what should I eat. And it was amazing.
Yeah, I agree with you. With copy.ai, it was challenging. So when ChatGPT came out, it was more efficient, the quality of what it was telling me. And it goes with what you said, the quality of the prompts of the output that you put into it, like the very specific questions and information is what. Because you have to have a basic understanding of the topic of what you're talking about, no matter your industry. If you don't have basic understanding to formulate a good prompt, it's just going to give you something very generic. So it makes sense to really train it how you want it to compose that email, in what tone, in what, format, structure, formal, informal. So yes.
Yeah. What would be the basic components or like the most important components for a prompt that you use daily in your business?
Spell check. It's number one for me. Grammar, the structure, the voice. So I work a lot with like different businesses. So to emulate that business tonality and the type of persona that that brand or business is, and who they're talking to as well, like their audience. Is it millennial, Gen Z? Like, what type of, is it formal? Is it a casual? So it's really to ask it to put in all those things together and create a, I don't know, a flyer, an email, a caption to speak from that point of view and to that audience.
Wow.
Yeah.
So Shay, what, for instance, there are people who have concerns or misunderstandings about AI. The most famous one is, it's going to take my job. We all know that it's not going to happen. I mean, yeah, it's going to replace you if you want to.
Right. I was
But
going to say, if you're not really good at your job.
right. What are some other general ideas that address concerns about AI?
I think concerns are valid because with anything that is new, there's like fear around it. I mean, we're thinking from like when television came to be, I'm sure there were people that like images on a screen, like, whoa, that's like crazy. Or even the internet, like people thought that that was going to go away, So it's curiosity, but being cautious about it too, because, you can't like take it verbatim. Like, you can't have it replace, obviously, like like a doctor or something like that. You really have to like fact check it as well, take it with some discernment what it gives you. But I think that people that are fear about it, like, I would just say just try it out, just try it to help improve something in your life, not replace it.
Right. Oh my gosh, that was a great sentence.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, you need to
Yeah.
improve something in your life, not replace it. And yeah, what you mentioned about everything that is new always creates concerns and creates fear. You were mentioning the internet. Yes, there are we found some headlines about internet is just a fad. And well, it's not like electricity, people were scared of electricity. People were scared of cars when they started.
Right.
People started to be scared of electricity, of cell phones. And now we have an electric car where we can call our parents or our friends or family with internet inside of the car, you know. It's part of adapting. It's adaptation for us.
Exactly. And that's something that us as human do so perfectly. Like, we're very adaptable. Before, we would have to go to the library and look up information. Now the information is at our fingertips, like, on our phone, like Google everything. That's like a phrase that like older generations do, oh, use it too, like it's become so part of our lives. So yeah, we're gonna adapt to it eventually. I feel like in the future, in resumes, they're gonna ask what AI tool or something are you able to, like, that's going to be part of what's included in your resume in the future for sure. It's not going anywhere.
Oh wow. Yeah, I've never thought about that, putting it in a resume. And yeah, you're right. And what you mentioned about it's like you have a cell phone, you have the whole knowledge of the universe at your fingertips is very true, and most people don't leverage it. And I think it's our choice to do to discern what to do with that, you know, if we're gonna just like go and play video games in our cell phone all day long, or yes, we can play video games, but we can also go and learn stuff.
Exactly. And I'm so glad you touched upon that because I am curious about improving in sales. So I am going to obviously take basic information about like a sales strategy and put it into ChatGPT for it to formulate some type of training for me. So I'm excited to see what type of training it gives me for sales in ChatGPT. And I do use the paid version, the 4.0 that you could actually put a link and ask it to analyze that website, that URL, and take information from that specific URL.
That's awesome. Another way you can use ChatGPT for your sales calls, if you record them, everybody should record their sales calls, transcribe them, and put it in ChatGPT. ChatGPT analyzes call. Where can I, how can I get better? Like, what points did I miss? Give me some feedback. And it's pretty amazing.
That's a good one. Okay, I'm gonna do that. That's I didn't think about that. That's actually really, really good.
Do it. It's very helpful. I tell you, ChatGPT and me are best friends. I'll tell you later that. We're best friends, and I always call it like GPT and me.
Yeah, and there are other tools too that I'm like actually gonna start. Like I already have like a handful of ones that I started using, but there's so much more that are like being created as we're talking. So I'm thinking of just like putting it on a spreadsheet and like putting my notes on what worked, what didn't. So yeah, it's exciting. I'm excited for it.
That's awesome. So, Shay, tell us about who you serve and how people can reach out to you.
Yes, so I served women-owned businesses, and in the beauty industry, and they could reach out to me on social and emeralds, and also my website, www.socialandemerald.com.
Awesome. So, we're going to wrap from here. Thanks to our guest, Sheila Rodriguez. Shay, for joining us for a practical conversation about AI and its potential for business. You can learn more about what she does by visiting socialandemerald.com. If you run a business of any size and you have some ideas or strategies around the topic of AI, we'd love to have you on a future episode as well. We interview business owners of all levels of experience and exposure to AI so we can represent all voices, especially the 90% of us who are curious about AI, but not trying to be tech geniuses. Apply for a future episode by going to basicbusinessai.com. And one more time, if you want to solve the problem of lead generation, qualification, and follow-up by automating it completely, download the Conversational Funnels Blueprint for free at conversationalfunnels.com. See you next time on Basic Business AI. Oh, and by the way, if you like this episode, tell your friends. See you later.